Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Bible. Here's what it says. And the name of the city from that time on will be called, in all capital letters, The Lord is There. Israel was delivered from exile, the temple restored, worship resumed, the glory of the Lord returned, the city renamed, The Lord is There. What a great day for the nation of Israel. Dry bones aptly described the time of their hopelessness, but God resurrected them from the spiritual grave, and now a thankful people bow before their powerful and personal God. He is with them. The Lord is there. But the temple was destroyed again after the time of Ezekiel. This time, however, it served as a physical reminder that God did not set up shop within carefully measured walls or holy rooms. Now, because of Emmanuel, God is with us, and He always will be with us. The inscription written on our hearts is this, in all caps, The Lord is there. Think of it. Through the Holy Spirit, God lives within us. He resides in our hearts. He never leaves us. His presence is 24/7. If a person is looking to find God, he need look no farther than us. Write the words, The Lord is there, on a sign, and hang that sign on your heart. Display the sign through your words and your actions. May all who look for God find Him right where you are. Father, You live within me. Help me never to forget or get over that awesome truth. You live in me. The Lord is there. In Jesus' name, amen.